Hello, Christina of Red Soul. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast of our 100th episode. Thank you so much for your support. And it's come a long way. I think I started back here in March and went through a news talk a few times, starting in, I believe, in May, and had some ratings up and down. But it's been fortunate that now that I've started my YouTube channel, and it's been, no more than 2 months, that I've already got nearly 500 subscribers. So it's amazing. And with Rumble, it's a bit slower, but at least I'm not censored. So as long as I'm not flagged or kicked off YouTube under this new account, then it seems like I'll reach 1,000 probably by the end of this month or by February. And that's my goal. Once I reach 1,000, then, I'll keep following the same content. Speaking of this, I came across a story before getting off work that I was going to do another, but I'm just going to attach my original story to the upload video that you'll find on Spotify that will go live probably sometime on midnight about Don Lemon's rant on New Year's Eve. But this one is Chris Matthews, a former new MSNBC anchorman. He had a TV show called called Fireball. And he admits that we're heading too far left. Now, it said that he's a moderate Democrat. I'm guessing that means liberal. And liberals still believe in freedom. The left does not. And I learned this from Dennis Prager. And if you want to know more deeply about social identity and politics, I think it's on his PragerU website. He even distinguishes, I believe, between a conservative and a libertarian. So, like, for example, a lot of people on Fox News, they tend to be libertarian. I think except Tucker and Laura Ingraham are conservatives. Those are the only conservatives that I can name as of now. Well, yes, Chris Matthews, I don't know if you all remember who he was. He battle it out, and I think he came on late in the evening. Depending on what guests he had, I think he had Al Sharpton before he had his own show on MSNBC. And then Joy Reid took over to replace him. And Chris, according to what the headline said, he said he actually warned us we were heading in this direction. Really, Chris? It doesn't feel so good when you're on the other side of the enemy lines, aren't you? Because if you have just a bit of conservatism in you, you're going to be an outcast, according to satanic groups like BLM and Antifa. And they'll attack you in a heartbeat. No questions asked, despite of who you voted for in this last election. So, yeah, that's pretty much what he said. And maybe he has grandchildren, because usually family changes your heart. So, for example, if a woman's been a liberal, she gets married and has children, and or has children, she becomes, the men too, she becomes a conservative, more conservative than she was before. And also people at a certain age, that's why a lot of liberals would say don't trust anyone 30 and over. But it's so interesting. It's not a very long article. He just quotes that this time was coming, I guess, throughout all the rioting that was going on and things like that, that he realized that this country is going insane. But thanks for listening. That's all I have. I'm going to also share this story and on my Rumble and YouTube video. If you want to head over, it's the same name, Red Soul. That way you can comment, because you can't comment on my podcast. Even despite of the number of platforms I'm on. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Christina of Red Soul. Thank you so much for your support of this 100th episode. I'll talk to you super soon. Don't forget to pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church. Talk to you super soon.